This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the death of former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright last week at age 84, it's been fascinating reflecting on her life and career as Secretary of State starting in 1997. She was then the highest-ranking woman ever in U.S. government. Albright also broke barriers for women beyond government. From Marketplace's Workplace Culture Desk, here's Megan McCarty-Carino.
With her groundbreaking career, power pins, and memorable quips, Madeleine Albright was a role model for women's leadership to many in the workplace. And Alexis Krieg experienced it firsthand.
She really mentored just like multiple generations of women.
Krieg worked as Albright's communications director, traveling the world by her side from 2012 to 2017, years after she left government.
She was always the smartest person in the room, but she never made you feel bad about not being as smart as she was. I think like a lot of women do, would walk into a room and want to make people feel comfortable.
Albright famously coined the phrase,
"There's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other."
Uttered there at a rally for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Krieg says Albright lived those words at work and passed them on to a new generation.
She had women at the table, and she expected if you were at the table that you should speak up. She wanted to know your opinion. So I think about that when I'm in a meeting and there's a junior woman in the room.
That legacy inspired special education teacher Fran Bosich to coordinate with the Women's Employee Resource Group she leads at the Palm Beach County School District to show up to work in their best brooches the day after Albright's death.
Mine was a spray of pearls. You know, it's like very retro looking.
Albright was known for her extensive collection of costume jewelry pins, which she wore strategically to send an often undiplomatic message, a snail when frustrated with the slow pace of the Middle East peace process negotiations, or a giant insect when meeting with the Russians after it was revealed they'd bugged the State Department.
Women are definitely going to be looked at and criticized and praised for their clothing, and this is a way to take advantage of that.
Kimberly Crisman Campbell is a fashion historian and author. She says Albright's use of statement jewelry fits into a long tradition of women leveraging such traditional trappings of femininity to subtly express their power.
She can't necessarily say what she thinks all the time, but she can say it in nonverbal ways.
Though Albright wasn't exactly known for mincing her words, women in spaces dominated by men are often held to very tight standards in how they present themselves, says Rita McGrath with the Women in Leadership program at Columbia Business School.
We don't really have a lot of codes for what powerful women look like.
Albright gave many women that model. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.